Good morning, Tony.
So let us begin. Let us call this emergency meeting of the Board of Trustees via teleconference today on March 20th. The time is 9:32. Can we go ahead and have a roll call, please?
Sure. Trustee Palinia? Trustee Palinia?
Yes.
Trustee Gonzalez?
Yes.
Trustee Stewart?
Here.
Vice Chair Wada?
Here.
Chair Trevino?
Here.
Okay, everyone's present.
All right, Mr. District Manager, do we have any public comment?
There is nobody from the public present at this time.
All right. So we've been called in a special meeting today to go over item number one, which is resolution 2020-007, proclaiming the existence of a local state of emergency. And I'll let the district manager, I'll ask the district manager to fill us in and bring us up to date as to what's going on.
This is an important resolution for us to take into account. This was provided by our district council. He's requesting this or asking his other clients to do the same. By us passing this resolution, it allows us the possibility of receiving any future aid from the federal government or any government for that matter, or state, in case we might have a need for assistance or any expenses that we had to incur. So it's important for us to do this early on before that money becomes available, so that way we could get in front of the line versus afterwards, which we might be at the back of the line. So this is something that I think some of the other districts are taking into account, and we bring it before you so that you can go ahead and review it and hopefully pass it this morning.
Is there any discussion regarding the state of emergency resolution?
I have a question. This is Linda.
Yes.
Let's just say we do get approved. This is just a question. What is the money used for?
First of all, this is not to get approved for any money. This is just saying we declare state of emergency, just like the state and the county have declared a state of emergency. If the federal government says, okay, all the governments who have declared a state of emergency and who have incurred any type of expense or any kind of out-of-pocket, unforeseen expense of some kind that that happened because of this virus, then we will reimburse you. And by having this resolution in place will allow us to go ahead and tap into those resources to get reimbursed or protect us. We don't know exactly what that looks like. And this is no guarantee. This is just being prepared in case it does go to that point.
I see.
Yes, but we want to do it sooner rather than later.
Right.
As you can see, things are changing. Things are changing very rapidly. I mean, just last night, the county said we have to stay at home now. The state is saying we're staying at home now. So things changing fast.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, this is Osvaldo, sir. I have no question.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Trustee Osvaldo. Any other questions at all?
I do have a question. What's happening with the employees? I mean, are they still, because, I mean, they're not able to work at this time, right?
Our employees have a lot of work to do. They're here, and we're putting down headstones, we're lifting, we're doing everything. I did send another follow-up email last night. I hope you guys had a chance to see it, or maybe you'll get a chance to see it this morning when you guys get in or are able to look at it. We are a public cemetery, and we are a part of the government code, and some of those stay-at-home rules don't apply to us. That applies mostly for, like, the private sector. So we are still here providing services. And so far, our employees are doing well. They usually work close to each other, but not next to each other. They usually are more than 6 feet apart when they're working, so we're fine. They don't work indoors, which is another key thing. They work outdoors, so I think we'll be fine. And then as far as the office, I mean, me and Anna share the same office, but we're facing opposite directions, and we are 6 feet apart or more. So I think we're okay.
Tony, were you able to find masks and hand sanitizers? Because I haven't.
I haven't been able to find hand sanitizer. I did find paper towels for the restroom, which I'm very happy because we had run out. So I went to Bellflower and picked up some there because our other distributors were all out. I haven't been able to find hand sanitizer, but we still have disinfectants, and we still have like Lysol spray, and we have Lysol wipes. So we still have enough of that. So we're good right now.
Another question, are you accepting walk-in?
Yeah, our door is still open. We haven't had any people. We have people walk in just to kind of, no, we haven't had many people walk in at all, actually. The rain kind of kept people away the last few days. But no, we haven't had many walk-ins, no.
Okay.
Any other
Thank
questions?
You. No.
I do have a couple of questions, and just precautionary questions. How many burials do we have scheduled for the rest of the month? Do you know offhand?
Yeah, I know. We have none. Our last burial was Wednesday.
No. Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Yeah. And I made a comment in our last board meeting about Anna working from home or Tony working from home, and I want to make sure that it's for the record that I when I said that, I should have said with full pay. We're not. We want to make sure that all our staff, from the district manager to the entire team, is with full pay. It's a precautionary measure. If somebody has to work, if someone can work from home, it would be with full pay. So we're not trying to reduce anybody's hours during these unprecedented times. I would also encourage. Maybe we could purchase one of, and it's up to the district manager at his discretion, but maybe we could purchase one of these handheld thermometers. I know
I'm
a lot
sorry,
of...
you guys. I'm sorry, this is Linda. I got disconnected.
Oh, welcome back, Linda.
I'm sorry. I missed something.
That's okay. We were talking about just if anybody has to take time off, it should be with full pay or work from home with full pay. So I wanted to make that clear. But I know when we go to a place of business to service one of our customers, they take our temperature when we walk in.
Yeah.
So that is maybe, and it's up to the district manager and to make that decision, but maybe we should purchase a thermometer system, one of these handheld things. I don't know how inexpensive they are or how expensive they can be. And as we're dealing with the public, maybe we should make sure that everybody's wearing gloves. And I'm sure the district manager is already on top of all those small precautions. But if there's no other discussion, no other questions, I would like to entertain a motion regarding proclaiming the existence of a local state of emergency for the Artesia Cemetery District.
I'll second your motion, Mr. Trevino.
All right, we have a first from Chair Gonzalez.
I'll have a second if you need it.
And then we have a second from Oswaldo. And regarding this resolution, we'll have a roll call vote.
Sure. Trustee Palinia?
Yes.
Trustee Gonzalez?
Yes.
Trustee Stewart?
Yes.
Vice Chair Wada?
Yes.
Chair Trevino?
Yes.
Okay, 5-0.
All right, the resolution passes unanimously 5-0, and it is adopted. Mr. District Manager, I can come in later on today to sign this for you.
Yes.
And get that taken care of. And without any other comments, anybody
I do
have
a comment. I do.
Okay.
I would say for Mr. Mendoza, I don't know, I think you should go to the medicine shop and buy a thermometer, what Mr. Trevino was talking about. What they do is they're back and they just wipe it across the forehead. You swipe the thermometer across their forehead. You don't even touch them.
Got it.
I know that right now thermometers are kind of hard to get a hold of. I think the people that I know have only been finding the ovulation kit thermometers because that's all they have left. So
right.
I don't know how the availability is on those anymore.
I could call the medicine shop. Yes.
I could call the medicine shop in Artesia. They are kind of good friends of mine. If they have one, I'm sure they'll hold it for you. If they have one.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we can look into that.
I'll let you know. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Okay, friends. I want to just say thank you for...
I have a comment. This is
yes,
Mike.
Sir.
You know, we've had 3 meetings in 8 days, and you know, they've all been necessary and urgent. At the same time, I'm just kind of wondering, just from public perception, every time we meet, you know, we collect a stipend. And I'm kind of wondering, since we're doing this as a teleconference and since it's relatively short, is this an occasion where it's appropriate to collect the stipend?
No, I agree. I think, you know,
the short answer that I believe, and the district manager can help me out with this question or answer if he sees differently, but the short answer would be yes. I'm involved in another organization, and we'll be having, not the city of Artesia, but another board I sit on, and we'll be having a conference call later on today, and that is also probably going to last less than 30 minutes, and it is a stipend meeting. So it's unprecedented times, and these are, but under the resolution that we just approved, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. District Manager, the meetings can be possibly, the money can be recouped from the federal government, purchasing of supplies could be recouped. So those are avenues that we could possibly go down. Maybe I'm wrong, but correct me if I'm wrong.
That's a good question. First of all, Vice Chair Wada's concern is actually, I understood. I know that the perception issue is always like something we should all be kind of cognizant of. And I think under normal circumstances, the board can decide however they could waive their stipend for this meeting. We could potentially, if the federal government does allow us to recoup some of our costs. You're right, I think we could probably recoup some of those costs that we are incurring right now, like the thermometer or anything else, if and when, hopefully, they'll become available. The board can also, if you feel that maybe $100 for this short meeting might be too much, maybe you guys could reduce it. It doesn't have to be 100. You can make it 50 or 25. It's up to the board. There's a lot of options. Not knowing exactly when the federal government will hopefully reimburse us, if they will, at least we can at least reduce it. It's a few options that the board has.
That's a good question, Mr. Wada. I was thinking the same exact thing.
I don't want to be the negative one, but this is a special meeting regarding a very specific topic, which is the resolution. So we really, Mr. Dish, unless you see differently, but I don't think we can have this discussion. I'm all in favor of just giving the check back or not accepting the stipend. I have no problem with that or whatever the board agrees to. But I don't know, are we allowed to have that discussion now, or is that for another time?
Well, it's not an agendized item, but we are in the middle of an emergency meeting. So I guess at this point, if you want to, since we're in the middle of the emergency meeting, you can determine whether you want to waive your stipend or reduce it. I mean,
right.
It's
okay.
Part of the actual still emergency meeting.
All
Mr. Waters' point?
So I will make a motion to waive the stipend for this specific emergency meeting.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that motion. This is Linda Gonzalez.
So we have a motion on the floor to waive the stipend for this emergency meeting, and we have from Vice Chair Wada, and we have a second on that motion from Board Trustee Gonzalez. We need a vote. So because we're on telephone, may we have a roll call vote, please?
Sure.
Before we continue, Mr. Chair, did anybody want to comment or talk on this? I heard somebody got cut off. I wasn't sure. I want to make sure we don't cut anybody off. Are we good? We could do the roll call right now when you're ready.
I got cut off and I had to call back, but it was about, I just missed the thermometer situation, but I caught on.
Oh, this is Mike. I was about to add into my motion without prejudice, so that this motion applied to this specific meeting, not for future emergency meetings. Because I think we just kind of need to take it as it comes, depending on how long or involved a discussion is. But for this singular issue, I just wanted to say without prejudice.
Yeah.
Understood.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I don't know if you finished,
yes,
Mike. Did you? Did you finish, Mike?
Yes, I finished.
Okay. Before you go to roll call, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to praise all the employees of the cemetery, the district manager, the secretary, for the job well done. This is a very heroic situation, going to work and be there, and welcome people that come to the cemetery. I'd like to praise them all. I think they're superb people, and I'm very proud of all of them. I also like to mention that I'm very proud of my colleagues on a board of the cemetery. You guys are awesome. And thank you very much. I appreciate very much what you're doing for the city of Artesian, for the cemetery of Artesian. Thank you all, everybody. And I'm done.
Thank you, Osvaldo.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, Trustee Stewart?
Nope, no comment. I completely agree.
No comment. Okay. So if we can, I think everybody's made their comment or not, and I think we can move to a roll call vote at this time.
Sure. Trustee Palinha?
Yes.
Trustee Gonzalez?
Yes.
Trustee Stewart?
Yes.
Vice Chair Wada?
Yes.
Chair Trevino?
Yes. So the motion has passed that we will not be receiving a stipend of any amount for this emergency teleconference meeting without prejudice to others. So I appreciate that motion. Thank you, Mike. And any other closing comments? Any other items related to what we've been discussing? Any other closing comments?
Just to make sure that the workers, Mr. Mendoza, wear their gloves and their masks. I know that you have a shortage over there, though.
Yeah, we only have like 8 masks left, 6. So we're saving them for any kind of funeral, and then we'll wear them then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But right now we don't have any funerals, so that's a good thing. But we have those masks available in case.
Right. Okay.
All right. Very good.
Okay,
any other comments?
I do have a question. How did the funeral go? What was it? We had a meeting Tuesday, so it would have been Wednesday.
Yes.
How did that go with the 6-foot spacing? And
okay, just to kind of give you guys an update. Thank you for the question, Trustee Stewart. We separated the chairs by 6 feet, and it actually worked out pretty good. People, when they got here, they were surprised to see the chairs spread out. They were like, they looked at each other and they kind of got it. Like, yeah, you got to sit separately. And some of them stood apart. The ones that sat down were fine, and some came in a little bit later and stood around by the tree, and they kind of spread out on their own. And the mortuary people were pretty good about separating them as well, because we spoke to them. And so it worked out good. So I thought we have 30 chairs. We could separate 30 people more or less sitting down, which worked out good. And then there was another lingering 5 to 10 people that were just standing around separated, which worked out. So I kind of estimated that 40 would be the good number to kind of keep people away. So that's one of the numbers that I implemented going forward and see how that works out. We did that. And we also, just to let you guys know, we posted all the signs again around the building. We were able to laminate some of them. We bought some laminated paper, laminated them so it stay weatherproof. We also put some signage on the restroom asking people to please wash their hands. So we're working to make sure we keep the public informed. I already posted on the website as far as what we're doing here for the coronavirus. I also emailed all the mortuary that we work with, letting them know what we're doing and also informing them about direction of keeping people away from each other at 6 feet and also limiting the people to 40 or less. We've been collecting emails from all our customers and all the people when we have funerals. So we actually have about 60 or 70 emails from different customers, and we also email them, letting them know what we're doing, what precautions we're taking, and what steps we're taking to ensure that this place is safe for them to visit and use. So we've been doing some due diligence as far as getting the word out. We've also did a press release to the local papers, telling them about not only this meeting, but also just letting them know that we passed the last resolution and how we're taking all these precautions to make the public safe.
Okay.
Very good. Perfect. Good.
Just a side note, if with all the records that we have at the cemetery that you and Anna have been going through over the last year-ish, year and a half, with all the records, would you say that we have a mailing list? Would you be able to say, yes, we can create a mailing list from all the records we've been cleaning up or addresses? Is that possible to have at this point?
I have to look into it because our database is being handled by the one company, remember, the one that's kind of merging all our records. So they have some information.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that I have to talk to them and see if we could pull it out, if they have an actual address for each one of them. But we do have addresses on our
gotcha.
QuickBooks, which that allows us to create a mailing list off of QuickBooks. That's easy.
Right.
But the other one, it's a hit and miss because sometimes when people pass away, their houses get sold or whatever. So I don't know how good those addresses are. You know what I mean? But
Yeah.
But the customers that come in and buy the services for their loved one, usually their addresses are pretty good. And we have those at QuickBooks.
Just out of curiosity, that's all it was, because over time, hopefully, we'll generate a mailing list, and we could mail out information about this situation or other events that come up, down the road.
Yes, that's a good idea. I actually like the idea of maybe in the future, if we have any kind of like promotion or any kind of like pass a word out or anything, I think that's a good idea. Luckily, we've been able to kind of get those emails, because that's a much faster way of just sending the information out. So we've been pretty good about collecting that.
Absolutely. Emails are key, and that's great that you guys are proactive in gathering that information, because you can communicate to hundreds of people in seconds. So that's really good. Okay, any other discussion so we can close the meeting? Any other discussion?
No, thank you.
All right. With that being said, we will adjourn the emergency meeting of the Board of Trustees via teleconference. We will adjourn the meeting at 9:56 to our next regularly scheduled board meeting, which is April 9th at 4 p.m. at the district office for the Artesia Cemetery District. So we are officially adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you,
everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Be safe.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.